This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. All are feared dead after an American Airlines flight from Wichita and an Army helicopter crashed near Reagan National Airport last night. Correspondent Steve Kathan begins our coverage.
At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors.
John Donnelly, chief of the Washington Fire Department, says it's now a recovery effort in the Potomac River after the collision of an American Airlines regional jet and a U.S. Army helicopter. Donnelly was asked about getting to all of the 67 victims.
I'm confident that we will do that, and that will take us a little bit of time, though. It may involve some more equipment.
Both aircraft have been located. At least 28 bodies have been pulled from the Potomac so far. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
To back up what the president said, what I've seen so far, do I think this was preventable? Absolutely.
Officials say the three soldiers killed on the Black Hawk chopper were on a training mission. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
It was a fairly experienced crew, and it was doing a required annual night evaluation. They did have night vision goggles.
CBS News aviation analyst Robert Sumwalt.
Obviously something broke down yesterday, and the real challenge right now is to find out what happened so we can keep it from happening again.
Among the victims, six members of a figure skating club from Boston, two of them teenagers. A Senate confirmation hearing is underway for President Trump's controversial pick for FBI Director Kash Patel. Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley.
I know you know this, but it's your job to restore the public trust and return the FBI to its core mission of fighting crime.
A confirmation hearing just beginning for Tulsi Gabbard, Mr. Trump's nominee to head up national intelligence. A hostage prisoner swaps on hold in the Middle East. Hours after three Israelis were handed over to the Red Cross, two of them amid chaos in northern Gaza, where they were jeered by an angry crowd, Prime Minister Netanyahu has halted the planned release of 110 Palestinian prisoners today. The BBC's Yolande Nell from Jerusalem.
The job is really for international mediators to step in once again, quite urgently, to stop this ceasefire deal from being derailed.
Here in the U.S., the economy grew at a healthy 2.8% last year, slower than last year's 2.9% GDP. Analysts say, though, it's still solid, thanks to consumer spending and low unemployment. There are fears potential trade tariffs could lead to higher prices. Dow's up 61. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Flight for Life was called but wasn't needed for that fatal Racine County crash yesterday. A 32-year-old Walworth County man died in the impact near Highway K and Beaumont Avenue in Norway. The Racine Harbor Market has been renamed. It's now the Racine Haymarket, reflecting the area's historical significance. The Downtown Racine Corporation is seeking vendors for the 7 Thursday night events when the Haymarket returns this summer. Microsoft paid $34 million for that 240-acre site near the Cheese Castle in Kenosha. It's for a new data center project there. The company says the investment is separate from the company's ongoing $3.3 billion project in Mount Pleasant. In a press conference, the CEO of a Waukegan hospital where a woman died of the cold is calling for the Lake County coroner to be removed from the case. Vista Hospital CEO Kevin Spiegel challenged coroner Jennifer Bannock's statement about Chelsea Adolphus' death. She died last week after getting locked out on the roof. Bannock is a former Vista employee. And we have always wanted to live in a neighborhood with someone like the Zosky family in Kenosha County. The sheriff's office there honored the Zoskys with their sheriff's award for their life-saving actions last year. The family alerted authorities after not seeing their neighbor's vehicle move for several days. That led to the discovery and rescue of the neighbor who had fallen and was unable to get help. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin loses to Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers had climbed to the number 17th team ranked in the nation after a recent 7-game winning streak, but they ran into a hot Maryland Terrapins team that has now won 4 in a row after beating the Badgers 76-68. Badgers head coach Greg Gard after another Big Ten loss on the road.
Yeah, I didn't think we started the second half real well. The stretch where it got away from us, you know, we had 3 or 4 possessions in a row where we missed some pretty easy looks. So some of them point blank, some good looks from three, and then they were able to answer. I think it was 57-56 at one point, and then they hit back-to-back threes and got some separation.
The Badgers women's team snapped an 8-game losing streak with a win at home over Michigan, 82-75. Baseball, Wade Miley is no longer with the Brewers. The 38-year-old lefty has rejoined the Reds on a minor league deal worth $2.5 million and should be ready by May. Wade Miley recovering from Tommy John surgery with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly sunny and unseasonably mild today, with highs in the mid-50s. Increasing clouds tonight, some rain possible late, a low in the mid-40s. Clouds and showers around tomorrow morning, then sun returning, breezy and not as warm. Highs upper 30s. Currently it's 37.
Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love won't do you no harm. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, but I got it here. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, and two pairs of tickets to see Peter Noon and the Association in February. And your chance coming up, but you'll need to listen to my interview with Peter Noon coming up later this hour for your chance to win them from WRJN.
Sooner or later, love is gonna catch up.
Love you've been denying.
Sooner or later.
Emerald Park to pristine North Beach. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And be listening at about 10:45-ish later this hour for part of my interview with Peter Noon, Herman of Hermits Hermits, coming to the Genesee Theater in Waukegan February 28th in concert with The Association. You can win not one. Well, we'll have two pairs of tickets that we'll give away to two different people this afternoon with Kurt Volman. But be listening to my interview to and pay attention, because Kurt's going to ask you a question about the interview. And you could be one of two people winning a pair of tickets to see it. That's this afternoon after two. But the interview is less than half an hour away here on WRJN. You know what else is about 2 weeks away? It's Valentine's Day. And we've got a great prize package that you can win. And all you've got to do to win it is stop by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Also, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Because you could win flowers, sweets, you could win jewelry, and we'll include a pair of tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association. But you sign up at Sunnyside Florist, Rasmussen Diamonds, and the Peach Cobbler Factory. And good luck winning those. Just in time for Valentine's Day, you can win them for yourself and then give them to somebody else, which is kind of the whole idea. On WRJN.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. Away from a runaround sewer. Away from a runner out to a paid out. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she loves you and she'll put you down. Now, people, let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys. Here's a moral and a story from that guy who knows. Away from a runaround sewer, yeah. Stay away from that girl. Don't you know what you do now? Whoa.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I've just got to get a text to you from the Bee Gees, WRJN.
The preacher taunted me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. One more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold out, hold out. One more hour and my life will be through.
Now I'm crying. News, timeless hits, WRJN, and a lot going on outside those doors and windows of yours. So let's find out what that is from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. An update on WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Walworth County man is dead after a Racine County crash yesterday afternoon. It happened near Highway K and Beaumont Avenue in the town of Norway. At this point, it's believed the victim was unfamiliar with the area and pulled out in front of an eastbound utility truck. Despite the efforts of first responders, the 32-year-old man died at the scene. The 28-year-old truck driver is from Racine. He's said to be fully cooperating with investigators. There's a name change for a downtown Racine event. What was known as the Racine Harbor Market will now be known as the Racine Haymarket. It's a nod to what the Monument Square area used to be long ago. The original harbor name came from Kenosha, where their harbor market was set up next to the harbor. When the Haymarket returns this summer, they'll need some vendors. The Downtown Racine Corporation is looking for people to showcase their wares on the 7 Thursday night events. There's more about how to get involved on the DRC website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather. An extremely warm winter day today. Soak up the sunshine and enjoy it, because we're likely going down in history for record high temperatures. Set back in 1988 at 53 degrees, we're soaring to the mid-50s today. It'll be a bit breezy, and we cool off tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 39.
WRJN.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and another part of that interview of mine with Peter Noon, Herman of Herman's Hermits. Be listening, pay attention, because we'll ask you a question that could win for you tickets to see him in concert.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. Take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it, we'll do it in style, cause I've made my mind up, you're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now. You know what I mean?
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Now listen carefully. Here's another part of my interview with Peter Noon, Herman of Hermit's Hermits. And he's going to be in concert with the association. And you can win tickets to see this. Two people today will win tickets based on what you're about to hear. So pay attention.
We're talking with Peter Noon, Genesee Theater, Waukegan, Friday, February 28th, 7:30 showtime, GenesseeTheater.com. Peter, you told me that your all-time favorite song, and you do it in the show, is?
My all-time favorite song is Daydream Believer by Davy Jones, the Monkees.
See, I was waiting for you to say End of the World.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was my favorite Herman's Hermit song, yeah, because it was the song when I was 15 and I did it at the Cavern. The girls and boys in the audience all had the same feeling in their lives.
You treat it with so much respect when you sing it in your live show.
I think people connect back to each other through songs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you reminisce, it brings you to be with that person that you sang the song to or with.
Okay, so be listening this afternoon after 2 o'clock. Kurt Volman will ask you a question about what you just heard, and two people are going to win a pair of tickets to see that man, Peter Noon, Herman of Hermit's Hermits, in concert at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Friday, February 28th. Association on the same bill. So, big tickets that you can win this afternoon after 2. Be here on WRJN.
Oh, yeah, I tell you something. I think you'll understand. And I say that something. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. Oh, please say to me, let me be your man. And please
time, 1970, for Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Tears of a Clown on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now if there's a smile on my face, it's only there trying to fool the public. But when it comes down to fooling you, now, honey, that's quite a different subject. But don't let my glad expression give you the wrong impression. Really, I'm sad.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
I want you to do,
especially for me. And it's something everybody needs. Each night before you go to bed, my baby, whisper a little prayer for me, my baby.
Dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated
to the one I love.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated
to the one I love.
This is dedicated.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump is due to speak shortly about the deadly air collision over the Potomac River. He's already said on social media the crash of a commercial jet and military helicopter was preventable. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth put out a video statement.
We are actively working to investigate and understand what occurred and why.
The helicopter's aviation battalion's been put on an operational pause. 64 passengers and crew were aboard the American Airlines regional jet that collided with the Black Hawk, which had three on board. D.C. Fire Chief John Donnelly.
At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors from this accident.
It's now a recovery operation in the Potomac. At least 28 bodies and aircraft debris have been recovered. Former NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt is a CBS News safety analyst.
What they're going to find out is who was in the wrong position. Those pilots of the airplane, they were busy turning at very low altitude to line up with the runway. They're focused on getting the airplane safely on the ground. They're not going to be at that point looking for traffic because they should be in a traffic-free environment at that point.